Mark, I've seen you boys are back a bit early. The reason behind that?
We spoke about it during the year last year. We thought that the break over Christmas and New Year's is a good chance for guys to get back home and see their family and friends. So I thought we'd come back a week earlier and have a bit more time up over Christmas break.
Are you straight back into it, or still some modifications for you?
No, I'm straight back into it, which is the first time in probably 4 or 5 years, which is really good. So trained with the younger guys last Friday, and was happy with the way the body went, and be back out there today, which is really good.
How are the young fellas looking? Anyone standing out at this stage?
Yeah, I had just the one session with them last Friday. All the boys have come back in really good nick, which is a really good sign. So the boys have had their testing, and everyone's come back at a level where we're really happy with, much better than last year, which is really good. So the younger guys have started really well. All the older guys have had their testing today, so everyone's come back in really good condition and ready to hit the ground running.
Did you get to the bottom of why your injury was so slow to progress last year?
I suppose after probably 3 or 4 weeks of being in the boot, it didn't heal as quickly as what we thought, and from then I sort of had a few setbacks along the way, and it was probably right to go for the last game of the year, but erred on the side of caution, and after missing 11 weeks, there's probably no real point in testing it out for one more game. So had a really good off-season. Been running for 2 months, and as I said before, trained last Friday and training again today. So body's feeling in really good nick.
Scratch your head a little bit on what Libba was able to do with a similar injury, the surgery, and then playing a grand final.
Oh, well, yeah. I suppose it's in us most injuries. Everyone reacts differently, and depending on how severe it actually is. Everyone, I suppose, takes longer than some other people, but from missing or getting a syndesmosis and missing 5 or 6 weeks and playing the footy he did was pretty impressive, and it was a bit of a fairy tale for the bullies, and it was really good to watch.
Have you got around to the new recruits, and what have you made of the trade period for the club?
I think it's been a really good trade period for us. Caught up with Billy last Friday for a coffee. He's really excited about coming to the footy club, and got some more guys from GWS, so it's a really good place to be in at the moment. Everyone's excited about the new opportunity, and we love having new guys coming to the current footy club.
What about Gibbsy? What's his mindset coming back into work today?
Yeah, really good. I spent a fair bit of time with Bryce in the off-season, especially after the trade period, and I think it was a really good chance for him to be away with a few of his mates and have a good chat about things, and he's an ultimate professional, Gibbsy. Been around for 10 years now. Played some really good footy for the club, and I'm sure he'll get back to those sort of levels, if not go higher again next year. He's a tremendous footballer in person, and he loves the footy club, and the footy club love him, so rucked to have Gibbsy still with us.
What headspace was he in? As you say, you caught up with him right at the end of that trade period. You were spending time with him. What was he like at that time?
Oh, look, he was obviously going through a range of emotions. He was doing it pretty tough, but I think he was at a really good spot with his mates around him. We had a lot of conversations, and he's had a lot of conversations with people at the footy club, and I think now he's in a really good space. He ran a really good time this morning with one of our testing trials, and he's in really good condition and looking forward to a big year.
You'd like him to still be in the leadership?
Oh, look, we'll go through a process. I'd love to still have him in it. As I said before, only half a day into it, so we haven't really discussed it too much. Had a few testing sessions earlier, but look, he's been a great leader for the footy club, been a great support to me, so I'd love to have him still amongst the leadership group, so to speak, but whether or not he's in that group or not, we'll find out in the next few months, but he'll still be a leader around the footy club.
Has it been awkward at all? Has it rattled the group or anything like that?
Not at all. I think players these days are really professional the way trading goes, whether you leave or whether you stay. I think the whole industry now is taking a new look on the way trading actually goes. And he's, as I said before, he's a professional, he'll be right.
Do you have any concerns, though, by the trade period next year, you might be going through the same thing with Bryce?
Oh, look, I think that's 12 months away. There's a lot of water going to the bridge, I suppose, from there. But at the moment, he's in a really great space. We'll help him off the field. He'll be a great support to me off the field and on the field. Revisit in 12 months, but he's still got 3 more years at the footy club, and I'd love to see him finish out the 3 years here.
Is Harry McKay ready for a full pre-season?
Yeah, he's training at the moment. Yeah, so he missed 10 or 12 weeks with a back injury last year. More erred on the side of caution with him. Want to get him right, and he's looking in really good condition, BH. So looking forward to seeing what he can do for us next year.
How different will this summer be, given it was all new with Brendan last year, a whole new coaching staff? How much different will it be this summer?
Oh, it'll be really good in terms of with us as senior players being able to deliver his message a lot easier. I suppose we've been through the whole process for 12 months, the whole regime. So we're across everything. We've had our input on what we think works and what we can improve on. I spoke to Bolts before, and he's really excited about all the players being on the same page, especially being under his program for 12 months. We'll be a lot further ahead of where we were last year.
How frustrating was that last year with that, I guess, indefinite nature of that injury?
With my injury, yeah, my ankle?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it was a frustrating year, but you get that in footy sometimes. Really good headspace at the moment, having been running for the last 2 months, feeling really, really fresh and looking forward to training for the whole pre-season, getting through that and hitting the ground running round one.
With the leadership, will there be a vote for the captaincy again this year, or do you think you'll just get it?
Oh, I think the whole leadership program that we do it every year, yeah. So go through a process again.
Is there anything you want to work on specifically, or that the coaches want you to work on during this process?
Oh, just getting through the majority of it. I already spoke to Bolts, and I would have, I reckon, done maybe 10 or 15% of the pre-season last year, so it was fairly underdone, and the aim's to get through a fair bit of that this year, and found out how tough it is to get through even half a season I did last year being underdone, so looking forward to getting a good solid base underneath me.
Good point.
Good on you, boys.
Cheers. Cheers.